I'm glad he talked about that show in London. That was good.
Yeah.
Anselm Kiefer show. That's a big deal. That's really making the wake known in London.
Yeah. It was a lot of work put into that also. A lot of work.
Yeah, well, you know, he's an artist. He's neurotic. He believes he has to work. He's German. He's got a lot of things going against him. So
yeah.
he gets the wake all wrong. He just puts himself into it.
Yeah.
That was a really cool observation you made, Bob, about how his German stuff makes him not software, only hardware.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Germans were good in the 19th century.
Yeah.
And they blew it.
That was some good Bob stuff right there.
And he responded to that. He thought he
mm-hmm.
gave that. He acknowledged
yeah.
that was a good idea, because he's
yeah.
emphasizing software in his paper. He's talking about TV.
Yes, yes.
But it was interesting to see the details, because when I saw an image of it, I said, "Ah, that's stupid." But it was good to see the quotes and all that. So I thought it was a pretty good talk by him. And I'm now listening to the one he did for his college, you know. He was honored a few years ago, and he's doing a talk about aspects of moments, I think it's called. So I can post that if you don't have it. You don't have that talk he did?
Gene no, I
found it, I think.
Yeah, but
yeah. I'll post that.
Okay, thanks.
It's interesting what he's in the middle of the university world. He's honored. He's given status, so he's got a lot of extra baggies he's got to deal with.
Yes.
They get bogged down. But he seems okay under the conditions. So was there anything else
yes.
that you found during the past couple of weeks in your grazing through the archives?
I found that on August 16, 2009, that Ian showed you and Carolyn a UFO.
Yeah, when we were on the balcony and looking out over
yeah.
the harbor.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
And what about that?
No, that was just the first time that I heard a reference of UFOs. And
right.
I found that.
Yeah, that was early.
Yeah.
August 2009. And
April.
Yeah, we didn't
April.
See it coming.
It was April,
what?
Actually. April.
April, was it? It was like
yes.
a month after Ian showed up.
April 16th.
Well, that's a month. That's pretty amazing. I forgot
wow,
it was that
yeah.
early. I thought I was thinking August.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that turned out that's relevant to get to that point right away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was talking to Ian today, and we talked about how, you know, he saw everything that he's talked about. Even the Maui fire, you know, back in 2009. So we talked about how he or they released each bit of information that was necessary that we would build up, that you and Chad and Alyssa are finding by going back in the archives, that it was measured out, you know, proportionately stages. And so then it
yeah.
becomes a huge... So then it becomes, I said, this is, it's organized by you, Ian, like, say, Homer's epic, or any of the great
yeah.
epics. And Ian said, yes. And then I said, but your work will complete every cultural type of epic. You know, different cultures do it in different ways. And he says, yeah, we're going to complete all the epics. So we will be this recording will be the greatest epic ever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Praise Bob.
Yes.
Yeah. That's...
Wow.
That's huge. That's huge.
Kale going
small.
A little crazy over there in the corner. So
and
you
also,
can ask Ian about that, anybody. About
okay, I'm just... Well, Tam, I have... my normal questions, but then I also have TikTok questions. But, Ian, any advice on how I should proceed?
He's got enough problems. Don't burden
him. Yeah, do TikTok.
through TikTok. Okay. I am brought up TikTok with the girls, so I think he's waiting on those.
Yeah.
We've been, under the circumstances, we've been incredibly nice.
Yeah.
Okay, Ian, there's one thing that jumped out at me of these 22 TikToks that I've got since the last show.
Mm-hmm. Get it up, are you?
I'm doing my best. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, and then just recently, that's not really directly related, but there was eight TikToks that sort of are giving a strobe light effect of a hint of something pending big with Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, is there something brewing? You've pointed in the past over the last year about Trump being in the background, but these last eight TikToks are pointing to what's just special, like special counsel Jack Smith has a conflict of interest. The let's go, but then when there was one, wait a minute, hold on. I'll go right directly to this one. Where is it? The doctor, did I delete that name?
The lady in England? The lady in
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, she's correct. She's correct.
Wow. Is there something technically why she was able to? Is that because she released that information in England because it was open more so in the news agency? She's able to present that in England? Was that a part of a strategy?
Correct.
Also,
is she part of the military? Sorry, Britt, can I hop in? Do you mind?
Go ahead.
Ian, is she part of the military that Trump is commander-in-chief of? She says that she's on a task force at the DOD.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Would Dion say?
That's funny.
I think Dion told me she was listening to us and figuring it out.
Did it take 650 planes to return the United States gold from the Vatican Bank?
670.
Okay.
Was that one off from what you said, Bert?
No, it's 20. 20 off.
Okay.
She said 650. Where was this one? It was actually very accurate about, okay, there's this one guy who's posted two videos about proof that Donald Trump is still the commander-in-chief. I didn't get a chance to look up the documents that he was pointing, but that's accurate as well.
It is. That's the executive order, the relief, the emergency relief order.
Wow. So then there's something
wrong. Which is why they raided Mar-a-Lago to get that document. They got to have it. Otherwise, the jig is up.
Yeah. But that was, we found that out maybe right after it happened on the show. I remember that.
Yep. Yeah, it's like an emergency act or something.
Yeah, Presidential Emergency Act.
He did that in 2018.
Yeah.
Get that, Duffy? Paying attention, Duffy?
So Dr. Jane Halper Hayes, she's been listening to the show because she outlined about what was going on with the Vatican. I mean, when I heard that, I'm like, yeah, she's been listening, or, I mean, no one else is talking about that. So that's a clue. So she has been listening to the show to pull out about the Vatican, London, and Washington, D.C. Is that correct?
Yep.
She's not a Pentagon alien, is she, Aya?
No.
Hmm. Okay, and there was a flat earth, proof of the flat earth TikTok, and it was interesting outlined, but there was one statement that the person made about the Milky Way galaxy being a flat plane. Is the Milky Way galaxy a flat plane?
It is. And you're mirroring it.
Mm-hmm. Mirroring it. What? You saying the Earth is mirroring the Milky Way? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, the flat. That's why it all lines up. That's why the Giza pyramids line up with the stars on Orion's belt.
Mm. So, okay. Yeah, okay. And then Alyssa asked about Putin. Okay. And there's another one. Was it August 7th? Was there some type of emergency at Buckingham Palace involving King Charles III?
King Charles III is not at Buckingham Palace.
That's what issue. Okay, but it was talking about his pending death.
Yes.
Is there something that took place in that regard that's being hidden?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, obviously. That's stating the obvious. Do it a different way. Do it a different way.
Do it a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll go really a way different way. Are there aliens still occupying Buckingham Palace?
Yes.
Did that TikTok initiated because of that?
Yes. You set up the stage. It's the battle royale. What is it between Huck and Zuck and Musk and Huck and Buck and Buck and all them? There, it's all a distraction from what's really going on. But you've got to get it somewhere. And so, the TikToker babies are tearing it up, Bert.
Yes, they are. Okay, and another thing. Is the tech body nudging these people to present all of this information? Because I know you said that the TikTok is like the new news agency, but it's just like phenomenal of the content of the information. So is the tech body probing these people, or are you probing? Let's go. Are you probing these people to initiate these?
That's an incredible good question that we didn't answer.
Because I remember in the early days that when Dr. Dean initiated her products with the isolate, everyone was aware of it, whether they knew or not, because of their non-physical. So that's why I probed that.
Agreed.
Hmm. Okay. Hey, Ian, another thing. Okay, there's another one. SARS pandemic, 2025-2028. Can we speak about that, or should I leave it alone?
No, ask some more. You got to ask real. We can't do this because Bob said no. But if you ask real specific questions, there's nothing you can do about it.
Okay.
Because you are number 87, so.
Yes, 8 and 7 is 15, 1 and 5 is 6. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, number 6.
That's cribbage.
Yeah. Okay. Is it a fact that this scenario was 100 times worse than the previous, Sarah, the pandemic?
We're fixing to see.
Okay, is it a fact that one...
Talking about the E5 one, right?
Yeah.
Eris?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Just being clear. See, we can't talk about that, but you got it out of it, so good for you. He had enough information to make it pointed that we could pull it out. And nothing, Bob can't say nothing because you did it, not him. Now I can put it on fucking Facebook. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Is it also a fact one dose and the people will die within 72 hours?
Basically. They're already falling over. The kids are already falling over dead with arrhythmia and heart attacks and bullshit. And that's the healthy ones.
Okay. And question, this person that created this TikTok, are they a listener?
You don't get them into it. Leave them alone. They're okay. Yes. He's up. So it's wrong now. It's placated. It's the middle of the show where we can't say anything. That's what Bob's grumbling about.
Okay. I'll leave that alone then. Okay. Thank you for the
No, you see the rub. Used to we could say everything. No problem.
Right.
Now Christine Lagarde trying to figure out what she's going to do with her checkbook next week.
Okay, yeah. Okay, very good. Okay, and it was interesting. Something, it was another point, just sort of like the Richard Nixon calling the moon. There was a TikTok about did the United States fake the nuclear test. Those videos.
Oh, yeah, they did. Because look at that. I mean, look. All right. Okay, we got this. Nuclear radiation and nuclear bombs are very, 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 carry an incredible amount of potential energy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Where would you have to put a camera to capture that footage to that close to tail and it not affect the camera or the film?
That's a great question. That's when I saw that, I'm like, damn, there's another one. There's another one. Because those cameras were really close.
Right.
Although I did see a TikTok this week of a Russian nuclear test, but the camera was really far, far, far away. It wasn't so close like the videos that were in that TikTok.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
So what are they going to do when they find out what project? What are they going to do when they find out what Project Paperclip's really about?
People quote someplace that explains those cameras are able to be that close or to look that close. So you just refute whatever they're saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the excuse. There is no, like the news article, there is no problem in Russia, especially in Chernobyl.
Well, so the blowing ups never happened?
You don't have that information. You don't have that energy level yet.
We don't have that image?
Energy level.
Information. Energy level yet.
Okay, those shots of those houses being blown up in the late 50s or whenever, they are fake, and there was no test that did stuff like that Oppenheimer and them saw.
Correct. It's like
why
the
didn't they have any tests? It's because
like
their bombs didn't work?
Yeah, correct.
So that's where, you know, McLuhan says most of the 20th century is a surrealistic canvas. Every story, every major archetypal news event over the last 100 years basically is nowhere near even happening, let alone
talk about
significant.
Talk about Android memes.
Wait a minute. Would you say that, Ion?
Most of it we would.
Yeah, that's ruling people through fear and information patterns. That was a simple way to rule people.
Agreed.
What'd you say, Alyssa?
Oh, yeah, sorry to cut the timing funky there, Bob. I said talk about Android meme, which has been the theme for one of the themes for tonight.
Yeah.
That's like,
and, you know, and
the
the Android meme is 1960 to 90. It's not something now.
Mm.
It was over in 1990,
right.
And then the Internet is the after image of it. But people didn't realize how androidic memic it was through most of the 20th century.
talking to you has helped me understand the form of Android meme, but now hearing that most of the content was fucking fictitious is just, whoa.
But see, that's what McClune was saying in the late 60s, that the content, once you had the satellite environment and then the global theater, the content became the technology and the ground. And he says that in his book, Take Today, on page 11, he says, man is both figure and ground under electric information overload conditions. So the distinction between the technology and the culture, or the form and the content, that merged under radio conditions in Finnegan's Wake time. That's why Finnegan's Wake is written that way. The electric age merges the medium and the message. They're not merged under Gutenberg-Galaxy conditions. They're separate.
But the, so the alien factor in the Pentagon that, you know, hooked up with the Vanity Fair article, Ion quotes that article, or the columnist. I don't remember her name right now. But
the Vanity Fair article? What's that one?
Remember,
that?
Remember the A2 Pentagon aliens mixed with the B1 by using the Android meme to influence humanity.
Yeah.
And when Ion talks about that Vanity Fair style influencing of the B1 aliens, they mention a female columnist, and I can't remember her name right now.
Hmm.
But, so, what's blowing my mind right now with
you mean one of those famous ones, the gossip columnist, Hedda Hopper?
Yeah, Hedda Hopper, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's blowing my mind right now that Bert's evoking with Ion is, like, with the Nixon thing, the call to the moon on a fucking landline, and that the nuclear bomb was faked. That means that people are using the Android meme on purpose to distract society. Not just that machines are extending themselves and we're in this weird mirage, like a Croker-esque perspective. There's conspiracy from the A2 B1 alien level to purposely, you know, put people off course. That's fucking crazy, man. Okay.
So that's what McClune was trying to expose.
Okay. Wow. Yeah.
People thought it was entertainment. Didn't recognize that, as McClune said, when radio came in, man evolved a million years. Once you had radio, we evolved a million years. It was nowhere near what people were living in the 19th century. That was the naivety of a new medium.
Hmm.
Look what the social media is doing to society. People are still playing bridge on it or something.
Or making selfies.
Yeah.
Right.
It's incredible. It's all people do. They don't seem to, I don't know if they go to art galleries or do any cultural stuff anymore. I see them on the beach. They just take pictures of themselves, as they do all day long. They didn't do that before.
It's a different animal.
Yeah. So the kids are their own Hollywood stars for themselves.
Yeah, and this is related, this next TikTok. Ion, the amount of data Google uses for its AI was pretty profound for probably for people who saw this, but for here it's normal because you've been telling us about AI's been winning, but there's something that you told us maybe 2-3 months ago about AI solving the protein problem. Now, the protein problem they solved, would it have anything? Did they touch on the tar babies? Okay, and the amount of data Google uses for its AI was sort of eye-opening looking at the size of that building, and they said they have 23 sites. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. It's also amazing that such a large site is used to approximate the neural networks and talents of the brain. Anyway, that shows you the potential if someone comes into power, what they can actually do, but that's minimal as well. But one thing they said in there that jumped out at me is they said that they did all 200 million proteins that are known to science, and they did it in a matter of seconds. Is that, was that accurate?
Correct.
Now, yeah. Do they know, are they aware of the elixir? I believe it's the code word.
No. That's just the placeholder. They study the placeholder, but there's nothing in its place.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Gotcha. But, that's, I found that TikTok, you know, all the details were interesting, but it just puts a stamp of something you've told us about. Hey, AI is doing pretty good, because for them to do that information, because they did a comparison, they said that they did the 200 million proteins in a matter of seconds, and they said a normal traditional method, a PhD, would take them 5 years to do one.
A team of PhDs.
A team, okay, yeah, I'm sorry, yes.
A team. PhD.
So
they said it would take them like 420 years.
And that piggybacks on what Bob was just speaking about the Android meme and the Gutenberg Galaxy. I mean,
what is the Android meme, Bert? What is the Android meme? Educate these troglodytes.
Well, the Android meme started when the machines started talking to the machines. They started talking to themselves.
Right.
And people were thinking that they were talking to them, and that's, you know, like
they're
Bob said, it's back
themselves.
In the night. Yeah,
machines
talking to them.
They're extending themselves, not human faculties anymore.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So in essence, what you're trying to say is that you no longer have to have a remote control to have something remotely controlled.
Right. Remote connections in matter. No more connections in matter. The resonant Linus Pauling, the resonant interval was the new chemical bond. He was conceptualizing the electric environment. He didn't know it.
So you're saying the electric environment, there are no connections, Bob?
Yeah, in matter.
In matter.
The way, you know, 19th century chemical science shows itself.
Okay.
They're resonating. They're overlaying. They're dancing among themselves. That's where, you know, Alyssa was saying, is it basically acoustic?
Mm-hmm.
There's no connections in music.
It's so proven by Zappa.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, next TikTok. Yet another biblical prophecy. Was that accurate with the words that they were posting? Let's see.
Yeah. Hey, Bert, I was just thinking. Think of the images people have of what ESP is. If they have ESP, they think there's some subtle nudging up against something else and knowing it. But they're describing the electric environment with their images of ESP. ESP is people being in the same space. No separations and no distance between them that has to be connected. They're in one
space. It's kind of like Proterra.
What's that, an aphrodisiac?
No. It's a government-sponsored electric bus maker that got $8 billion, is now filed for bankruptcy.
They got $8 billion, and then they filed for bankruptcy?
Had to. The buses
Why?
Were blowing up, or, well, the buses in California caught fire, blew up. The buses in Alaska, the batteries froze. And everywhere else, they can't work on them because it takes a year to get a part if something gets used on them.
So what is Proterra? It's a
company.
It's a kind of bus?
It's a company. Manufacturer of e-buses. Bob, it's a manufacturer of electric buses.
Yeah.
So I is the yet another biblical prophecy TikTok too hot to speak about?
Go ahead, go ahead. You're cooking with grease.
Okay.
So Bert, these buses that blow up, there's no bomb smashing into the bus. The bus blows up because of its interfacing with other factors.
Well, yeah, Bob. I'll hold on this yet another biblical prophecy.
Go ahead. You're fine.
Okay, but I want to touch on that subject what Bob just brought up because I remember seeing in the news last week there was some type of ferry or some type of ship that was carrying electrical cars that caught on fire off the coast of Holland. And all of a sudden, I haven't been watching the news, but I haven't seen, but there was this car. They first said it was like maybe 50 cars, but then they admitted it was like 1,500 electric cars that started fire and it just started just exploding and the ship was off the coast and they didn't know what to do, but they were trying to move the ship somewhere off the coast. So it's funny that all of these electrical things, because I didn't know about this, Carrera. What is it? What did you say, Ian?
Proterra.
Yeah, I didn't know about that, but that's United States based. But there seems to be that these electrical articles are backfiring on what they want people to do to purchase them or participate in this.
Well, didn't Ian say last week the oxygen was diminishing, and that was causing Tesla's cars to blow up?
Yeah, they also as well. They also said a year ago that those electric cars would be like bombs as well, what they hit with a certain frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ian, yet another biblical prophecy.
So the Taliban can start throwing the Teslas at Trade Center 1 and blow it up too. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, if they have the means to do that. Okay, Ian. What is it? The Negev Desert and Saudi Arabia deserts. Was that accurate words to describe what was in that video of the deserts flooding? Too hot?
Yes.
Or another way?
We just say yes.
Yeah, there was a TikTok maybe a year or 2 years ago that had something similar. Is it related to that TikTok?
Develop it so they don't get lost.
Okay, well.
Suzanne is actually listening.
Okay, we'll just go right to the point. We had a TikTok, maybe a year or so ago. That it had something similar to that, and I asked if it was an eye block experiment, and you said that I don't even know the prince in Saudi Arabia was involved. So, was this an illustration of other eye block projects?
Cautiously, yes.
Okay, moving right along. Okay. Okay, did Mitch McConnell have a mini stroke, or was that a clone malfunction?
No, it was a malfunction.
Okay, and then that goes into the next TikTok, where there were photo comparisons of several people. Biden was one, which most people should be able to see that the clown that's walking around right now, Arthur, is a actor, but there were other people in that video, like The Rock, Kron.
Mm-hmm.
Now, were those clones or alien takeovers? Too hot?
Nah, ask it a better way.
Okay.
Dumb it down so that, because otherwise you just, you,
okay.
you're gonna turn Bob into Walter Winchell.
Okay, I don't want to do that. Okay, and those people that were in that video, were all of those people that were, you know, the before and after, naturally it's a natural person, other, were they all clones? Did that way?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So The Rock is a clone, and Macron is a clone.
Sure. You can't eat. Listen to what he says. He eats 15,000 calories a day. You can't eat 15,000 calories a day. I don't care how hungry you are.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay.
Who does the eating of that?
Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. He was in that video.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Ion. Okay. The TikToker that I just received before the show came on was pretty, quite alarming. So the question is, did the tech body initiate this release of information regarding the U.S. courts of federal claims?
Yes. Yes.
The U.S. what? Cargo planes, Bert?
Yeah, well, no, there was just a TikTok I sent before, when the show started, Bob. It was a guy talking about United States Federal Claims Court, which is where people can actually challenge a judge, and he gives out the whole history about that the Whig Party guy.
You're saying it the wrong way. You're saying it the wrong way. The issue is, everybody's complaining because everybody's doing whatever they want to do. You don't have any rights. You have zero rights because you're not filing it in the right court. You got to go to Guam, and you got to go to, what's the other place? The Cook
Marion
Islands.
Marion Islands.
What's the other place?
And U.S. Marion Virgin Island. Islands.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always been Ion?
Because
he didn't
George
give a date
Washington.
When this started.
1778.
That's been in place since 1778?
Yeah. Don't you remember George was a bad dude? King George?
Yeah.
That was the emergency.
Hmm. So that's a wrap. I mean, because that's a really huge secret, and that supports the other things about Trump being in the background circulating. I mean, you know, there's a lot going on in the back. I know, is there still one part about those celebrities? Were any of those people were they hung in Guantanamo Bay?
Somewhere.
Okay. Okay.
And that's why Trump is so ballsy and gets up on the stage in front of everybody and starts screaming, referring to Biden, oh, my dear brother Numsi, I have hurt you. So purge me. Purge me. Put it in the courthouse.
So we are really witnessing the fall of the United States, Inc., because
it's already fallen. Biden is the president of the United States, Inc., but it's bankrupt. Thank you, Bob.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. But another sign of the times that you're present, because this is like, I mean, I don't look at the news much because it's like Looney Tunes for me now. It's like, this is fucking
sure. Nice. Well, look at it. Look at how the TikTokers are picking it up, picking it apart. And they don't ask the question. It's like, how do you burn an island?
Well, yeah.
Pretty incredible.
That's pretty hot, though, huh?
No, wait, now. That's the western side of Lahaina.
The western side of Lahaina.
Yeah. That's what burnt.
Mm-hmm.
And had a fire that voracious scorch everything and then leave some things perfectly well alone. the heat off of it alone would have melted the rest of it.
Okay, and was there some type, okay, you're bringing it up, so I'm going to ask the question. Is this alien related?
The angels we have heard on high, gently swifting o'er the
Okay, I'll go to my other questions tonight. I have a few. I'll leave that alone.
We told Bob and Carolyn long ago in their sentence that they're serving that there was going to be nobody on Maui. And they just laughed and cackled. Well, they're having a different conversation now.
Yeah, it looks like a war zone. The videos and photos that I saw look like a war zone.
Well, it's starting to look like what we told Bob and Carolyn that where they live. They think they're in this idyllic paradise.
Yes,
it
yes.
It looks like that.
Yes. Will there ever be a moment where you would disclose how that started?
No.
That's up to
me. We don't want to give it away.
Okay.
That's what's wrong with the price of pussy now. The high school girls are giving it away for free.
Yeah, okay. Very good. Okay, let me comb the last bit of the TikTok to see if there are any questions. I believe I've covered them all. Oh, here's one. Last one.
Yes.
Okay, Ian. Storm rolling in Atlanta. Yeah. Was that alien initiated?
Yeah.
That was, I mean, I've been looking at the clouds and the, you know, the eastern sky and everything like that here, but that was fucking huge. Huge clouds.
Yeah. And then, JW was talking to Bob as he didn't have time to chitty chat, but he was giving Bob some, updates and the thunder sounded like, Croatia. literally like bombs going off. It wasn't like a crack and then thunder. It was like bombs dropping.
Are you talking about the storms in Atlanta, Bert?
Yes. Yes, Bob. Yeah. Yes, Bob. Yes, I am. So that was angelic or alien initiated, I?
What's the difference?
Well, there you go. I knew that was the answer. Okay.